1 degrees and drizzling in Nashville, and we could have some strong storms this afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. When Tennessee Republicans reworked the state's congressional districts last month, they cut North Nashville into two parts. State Senator Charlene Oliver says the move recalls a time decades ago when Interstate 40 sliced through the majority black neighborhood, displacing families and undercutting black political power. Speaking at a North Nashville block party, Oliver, who represents the area, says now you can change districts by just crossing the street.
Look at where we are. We're on Buchanan Street, the heart of North Nashville, historic North Nashville. Jefferson Street is right around the corner.
Republican lawmakers defend the change, saying it was to water down Democratic power and that race played zero part in it. Coming up on All Things Considered, WPLN's Mariana Bacalhau has the history and the latest on a divided North Nashville. After a bus crash that killed two middle schoolers earlier this year, a Tennessee school district is denying wrongdoing in court and asking a victim's family for legal fees. Back in March, the bus was carrying 24 Clarksville-Montgomery County Schools students to a competition. The driver crossed over the yellow lines and crashed into a dump truck. Two girls died. The family of one, Zoe Davis, is suing the driver and the district, among other things. The suit argues the district failed to train and screen the driver. The Davis's family legal team issued a press release yesterday saying the district denied liability, asked for the case to be dismissed by pointing out the law protects government agencies from civil lawsuits, and asked the court to make the Davis family pay their legal fees. The release comes just one day after a Clarksville-Montgomery County School Board meeting went off the rails as members ousted angry parents from the public comment period.